Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 31st of October 2017, and this is the 679th Mole Out Loud podcast. I'm lying on my bed, or in my bed actually. I've got a cover over me. I'm just having a bit of a rest. I think I'll even might have a bit of a sleep after I've uploaded the podcast. I've got about half an hour before I need to move on again. I'm very glad that I'm not doing jury duty today. I think today has been a good restorative day. I woke up early and went for a long walk on Knocklofty. It was very cold when I left. Not unpleasantly cold, very, very pleasantly cold. It was about 5 degrees and warmed up quite quickly after that. But it's been under 20 anyway all day. And it just felt like a great opportunity to reconnect with myself. I think waiting for the jury duty and not knowing what it would be or where it would lead me has left me a bit scattered. And my walk this morning really consolidated my sense of self again. I do feel very tired now. I don't know that it's entirely because of going for the walk, but I do think I need to listen to it a bit, especially as I have a long evening ahead. I have a writing cave tonight, which I would have moved on to Thursday night this week, because I also have a call with my lovely Hexenschuss group, my writing friends who are scattered around the globe at the moment. And we have our monthly call tonight. So I usually would have tried to put the cave onto Thursday. But yes, I have a different commitment on Thursday, so I didn't do it, partly selfishly, because I really want to have a good binge at what I'm writing at the moment before Thursday happens. So that means that I will be doing both, and that's quite a challenge. And I know it's difficult to rest ahead of time, and luckily tomorrow I'm not going to be doing jury duty either, so I can rest a bit tomorrow as well. So that is where I am at the moment. The long walk took me till about 11 or half past 11 this morning, and I spent another hour at the cafe and wrote a bit, not very much, but enough to kind of get into it again. And now I'll have this 2 or 3 hours this evening to continue. This is going to be a very short podcast, because otherwise I won't have time for my snooze, and I do want to have it. I'm sending you some roses with this podcast. My neighbour has these beautiful roses, and they are growing on our boundary line. They're growing on her side of the fence. But we had some really wild, windy weather. I can't remember whether it was last night. No, it can't have been last night. It was the night before. And when I was walking past, I suddenly noticed that the branch was broken with these roses at the end of it. So I thought I'd better save them. and the the branch had broken and was leaning right over my fence. So I feel as if I'm justified in cutting them down and saving them. And so they're in my vase and they smell absolutely edible. They are delicious roses. So that's been a really nice pleasure. And that is on my writing table. Not that is, they are on my writing table to inspire me. Not that I'm writing about red roses, but I'm sure being able to smell them whilst I'm writing will enhance all my senses. I do hope that you've had a good creative day today, whether it's thinking about your project from a prone position or being very actively engaged with it in some other position, or maybe you can do both. I don't know. Not me. And I thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.